Hi, I'm Francine Michaud. Every week at this time, Chris takes a look at the calendar of events and what's going on around Connecticut. Today's program is made possible by a generous grant from the George A. and Grace L. Long Foundation. I'll begin with an article from the Time Out section of the Journal Inquirer for March 14th. Here's what's in the spotlight. Bagot in Suffield. Second Baptist Church, 100 North Main Street in Suffield, will host a screening of the award-winning environmental film Bagot on Sunday, March 17th at 4:30 p.m. The film illustrates the dangers of the highly visible, ugly litter of plastic bags and how they are creating a hazard in the environment. Following the film, Vanessa Villamil of Sierra Club, Connecticut, will lead a discussion of plastic waste and solutions. Child care will be provided during the 80-minute film. There is no admission charge. The documentary is the first in a series of programs on current environmental issues presented by Second Baptist in collaboration with the Kent Memorial Library and Sierra Club, Connecticut. Windsor Sculptor, topic of presentation. The life and work of Evelyn Beatrice Longman, who crafted the chapel doors at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis and worked on the Lincoln Memorial, will be explored in a presentation at the Windsor Historical Society, 96 Palisado Avenue, on Saturday, March 16th at 2 p.m., Researcher Liz Burke will highlight the talent, character, and strength of this Windsor woman whose works are still seen on the greens in Windsor. The cost of the program is $6 for adults, $5 for seniors and students, and $4 for Windsor Historical members and Loomis affiliates. For more information or to purchase a ticket online, call 860-688-3813. Or visit the website http://bit.ly/elbsculptor. The snow date is Sunday, March 17th at 2 p.m. Longman opened her own studio in New York City after graduating with honors in 2 years from the four-year program at the Art Institute in Chicago. She won national competitions and was selected unanimously to craft the chapel doors at the Naval Academy and collaborated and worked closely with Daniel Chester French on the Lincoln Memorial. In 1920, she married Nathaniel Horton Batchelder, the headmaster at what is now the Loomis Chafee School. At her Windsor studio, Longman Batchelder completed many large pieces still on view across the country, including the Eagle War Memorial on the Broad Street Green and the Founders of Windsor Monument on the Palisado Green. Family members plan to bring several of their Evelyn Longman Batchelder pieces for display at the program. Coffee House at Northwest Park. The Friends of Northwest Park will present satirical singer and songwriter Deirdre Flint as part of the Coffee House concert series on Saturday, March 16th at 7:30 p.m. at the park's Nature Center in Windsor. Flint's performances hang out at the intersection where stand-up comedy and folk music collide, from the Kennedy Center to coffeehouses in Korea and big festivals to backyards. Flint is a former elementary school teacher who got her start in music by writing humorous American history songs for her fifth graders. That led to a career as a singer-songwriter, and Flint joined the Four Bitchin' Babes in 2005. Tickets are $15, available by calling 860-285-1886 or online at northwestpark.org. Program on Women's Suffrage. A presentation titled Votes for Women in celebration of Women's History Month takes place Tuesday, March 19th at 7 p.m. at Manchester Public Library, 586 Main Street. In 1848, the first Women's Rights Convention was held in Seneca Falls, New York, but it wasn't until 1920 that the 19th Amendment was ratified, giving American women the right to vote. Guest speaker will be historian Carolyn Ivanoff, housemaster at Shelton High School, who will dress in period clothing. She will recount the struggle for suffrage, told through period photos, political cartoons, and editorials. This is a free program for adults. No registration is required. For more information, call Jen Bartlett at 860-645-0821 or visit the library website, library.townofmanchester.org. Savor the sweet, sweet taste of maple at the Hebron Festival by Tim Leininger. Hebron. The sticky, sweet deliciousness of maple products will pour out like a bottle of Wenzel Sugarhouse maple syrup this weekend at the 30th annual Hebron Maple Festival, rain or shine. The festival is scheduled for Saturday and Sunday, March 16th and 17th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., with most activities occurring in and around the Hebron Village Green. Diane Nadeau, president and CEO of the Wyndham Regional Chamber of Commerce and the Maple Festival event coordinator, said part of the festival will take place in the Hebron Village Green area just off Route 66. Local and regional vendors and food trucks will be selling a variety of foods with the condition that they have at least one item with as an ingredient, Nadeau said. Some of the sweet, delectable dishes visitors will find will be kettle corn, cannoli, maple lattes, maple cakes, and candy. The big treat is the maple syrup harvested from area sugar houses and sold at the information desk at the festival. Nadeau said parking downtown is very limited and primarily reserved for people looking to shop or dine at area businesses. She said people attending the festival should park at Ram Middle School at 85 Wall Street. Shuttle buses will provide transportation to and from the middle school to the Village Green. Another part of the festival will be held at the middle school gym, Nadeau said, where an arts and crafts show will feature approximately 30 vendors selling items such as stonework, jewelry, and pottery. Two local sugar houses will be open for tours. Wenzel's Sugar House at 522 East Street and Woody Acres Sugar House at 80 Cone Road. Wenzel's Sugar House owner Ronald Wenzel, who has been making maple products for more than 30 years, said members of the youth group and ladies' fellowship from Gilead Congregational Church on Gilead Street will be selling Joyce Wenzel's maple pudding, cake, and maple syrup at the farm on East Street. Wenzel advised people to dress appropriately for a farm environment and to wear casual clothing that may get dirty. It's going to be muddy, so don't be coming with stiletto high heels, he said. Dress accordingly. Other activities are also going on around town as part of the festival, Nadeau said, including learning activities at the Hebron Library at 22 Main Street, led by staff from the Lutz Museum in Manchester on Saturday and a guest speaker on Sunday to discuss the care of maple trees. AHM Youth and Family Services will be hosting an outdoor adventure day on Saturday, according to its website. The event will run from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and will be at the AHM building at 25 Pendleton Drive. At Old Town Hall, cows, kids dressed in cow costumes, will ladle out maple baked beans, sell maple cookies, and serve maple milk in the original icy cold or nice and warm. Also, at Old Town Hall, there will be a table of gift baskets in a number of themes and for all ages, and the Hebron Historical Society's 30th anniversary quilt show and exhibit of old sewing machines and tools used to make quilts in the early 1900s. On Sunday, the Lions Club will have a pancake breakfast at the Lions Fairgrounds at 347 Gilead Street from 8 to 11 a.m. Colebrook Village at Hebron will have activities Friday and Saturday night, Nadeau said. The Little Miss Maple Contest, a cute little contest for young girls, will be held Friday night, Nadeau said, adding, it's not quite like a pageant, but more of a talent show. The following night at 6 p.m., Colebrook Village will host a sock hop where the festival king and queen will be crowned, Nadeau said. The king and queen and Little Miss Maple will ride in the annual tractor parade, which kicks off at 1:30 p.m. on Sunday. It's the largest tractor parade in Connecticut, Nadeau said. The parade starts at Ted's Food Center at 127 Main Street and runs to the Hebron Village Green. Wenzel said there will be nearly 50 tractors in the parade this year. They come from all over, he said. It's a feat. For more information, visit the website Hebron, H-E-B-R-O-N, Maple Fest, F-E-S-T, .info. Farmers markets have their winter finales this weekend. Ellington. The Ellington Farmers Market will close out the winter season Saturday, March 16th from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Indian Valley YMCA, 11 Penny Street. The Ellington High School Culinary Competition team will hold a late winter skillet competition at 2:30 p.m. Two teams will be given a basket of market products and will have 30 minutes to create a fully cooked skillet entree. The audience will sample the finished product and vote for the team with the best entree. The Summer Farmers Market will open Saturday, May 11th in Arbor Park. For more information, visit the website ellingtonfarmersmarket.com. Coventry. The final Coventry Winter Farmers Market of the season takes place Sunday, March 17th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Coventry High School. More than 30 vendors will be on-site selling locally grown products. For more information, visit the website Coventry, C-O-V-E-N-T-R-Y, Winter Farmers. Philadelphia's Aquastring Band performing in West Hartford Saturday. West Hartford, the owners of Union Kitchen and McLadden's, will host the world's famous Philadelphia Aqua String Band in a free special performance Saturday, March 16th at 8:30 p.m. in West Hartford Center. Since its inception in 1920, the Aqua String Band has entertained millions of parade goers and concert attendees. The group is an all-volunteer string band, best known for their participation in Philadelphia's annual Mummers Parade. The nation's longest-running traditional folk parade occurring each year on New Year's Day. The band is known for creating innovative and breathtaking costumes and music. The band's performance in the annual St. Patrick's Day Parade in Holyoke, Massachusetts, has been a fan favorite for years. The band will begin its performance at Union Kitchen, 43 LaSalle Road, at 8:30 p.m., and will then march to McLadden's, 37 LaSalle Road, for an additional performance. Guests should plan to arrive early at Union Kitchen and or McLadden's restaurant should they want a seat for the performances. The event is free. Performances by the Aquastring Band can be seen on YouTube at YouTube.com/L7U3XWIQZ7E and YouTube.com/watch?V=N9EWMOKH3K0. Be Brave and Shave event at MGM to benefit childhood cancer research by JI staff. Springfield. MGM Springfield is bringing the community together this St. Patrick's Day weekend for Be Brave and Shave, a head shaving event in support of the St. Baldrick's Foundation and its fight for childhood cancer research. From 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, March 16th, MGM Springfield employees and guests can volunteer to have their heads shaved by the salon at MGM Springfield staff in the historic armory to raise money for this cause. Conducted as an expression of courage and endearment, the act of head shaving allows volunteers to stand in solidarity with children battling cancer, who typically lose their hair during treatment. Since 2000, St. Baldrick's Foundation has granted more than $253 million for the development of childhood cancer treatments. The nonprofit continues that effort through its foundation and nationwide head shaving events. Those interested in shaving or raising money can register online or on-site the day of the event. Group registration is also available for teams and organizations. For more information about the event and how to donate, visit the website stbaldrics.org. Twain House hosts Mark Twain Bash Friday. Hartford, the Mark Twain House and Museum and Kenway's Cause presents the third annual Mark Twain Bash on Friday, March 15th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Mark Twain House and Museum, 351 Farmington Avenue. The evening celebrates four-legged friends. Proceeds will benefit Kenway's Cause, started by Hartford Animal Control Officer Sherry DeNova and the Mark Twain House and Museum. The evening includes a cash bar, food by David James Catering, and Cake Gypsy, and live music by the Rude Mechanicals. Special awards will be given to special animal friends and to animals themselves. Renee Danino from iHeart Media and Buzz Engine's Jacques Lamar will host. Brad Cole, Executive Director of Canine First Responders, will give the keynote address. Teresa M. Pelham, author of Roxy's Forever Home, and Roxy and her annoying little brother, Stewie, will be signing copies of her books. Tickets are $35. For more information, call 860-247-0998 or visit the website marktwainhouse.org/events. Three Museums Offering Black Experience Tour by J.I. Staff. Hartford. The Harriet Beecher Stowe Center, Connecticut Historical Society, and Amistad Center for Art and Culture offer a Black Experience Tour that highlights narratives and collections that focus on Black history. Package deals are available that allow participants to visit two or three local museums for one price. A half-day tour of two museums at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. costs $30, and a full-day tour of the three museums, a 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 2:30 p.m., is $40. available on Saturday, March 23rd and 30th, and April 6th, 13th, and 20th, Wednesday, April 17th, and Thursday, March 28th, and April 11th. At the Stowe Center, guided tour guests will hear the voices of people of color surrounding Stowe's Uncle Tom's Cabin. The tour uses Stowe's home and collections to promote vibrant conversation focused on the Black voices that influenced Stowe and the voices that influence positive change today. The Stowe Center is at 77 Forest Street. For more information, call 860-522-9258 or visit the website Stowe, S-T-O-W-E, center.org. At the Connecticut Historical Society at 1 Elizabeth Street, their collection spaces highlight items that tell the story of Black Connecticutans from the 1600s to today, such as Harlem Renaissance writer Anne Petrie, who preserved artifacts chronicling the Black community of Saybrook, and costumes created by Connecticut's West Indian community for their annual MAS celebration. A related exhibit opens March 27th at the Connecticut Historical Society, Black Citizenship in the Age of Jim Crow. The traveling exhibition from the New York Historical Society explores the struggle for full citizenship and racial equality that unfolded in the 50 years after the Civil War. For more information, call 860-236-5621 or visit the website chs.org. The Amistad Center for Art and Culture is housed at the Wadsworth Athenaeum Museum of Art, 600 Main Street, and it presents exhibits at the Wadsworth and at venues across the region. For more information, call 860-838-4133 or visit the website Amistad, A-M-I-S-T-A-D, center.org. The United States Army Field Band Jazz Ambassadors, the musical ambassadors of the Army, will perform a free concert, the military's most traveled musicians. This all takes place at Manchester High School Bailey Auditorium, Tuesday, March 26th at 7 p.m. Tickets are available at Bellers Music and Summit Studios, Main Street, Manchester. Or for tickets, visit the website armyfieldband.com/tickets. Manchester High School Jazz Ensemble opening act takes place at 6:30 p.m. Churches hosting corned beef dinners Saturday by J.I. Staff. Summers, Congregational Church of Summersville, 22 Maple Street, will hold its annual corned beef supper Saturday, March 16th, with sittings at 5 and 6:15 p.m. The menu includes corned beef, cabbage, vegetables, homemade Irish soda bread, beverage, and dessert. The cost is $14 for adults and $7 for children ages 5 to 10. For reservations, call the church office at 860-749-7741 or email somcong@aol.com. Knights of Columbus Dinner, Coventry. St. Jude Council 4313 of the Knights of Columbus will host a St. Patrick's Day corned beef and cabbage dinner on Saturday, March 16th at 5:15 p.m. at St. Mary's Church, 1600 Main Street. In addition to the meal, Irish step dancers will be performing. The cost is $15 for adults, $10 for children ages 5 to 10, and free for children younger than 5. For more information, visit the website stmary-dance.com. stthomas.community. That's Saint Mary - Saint Thomas .community. Celtic Music and Weaving in Manchester, Sunday, by J.I. Staff. Manchester. The Manchester Historical Society will host Threads and Strings, Weaving and Song, Sunday, March 17th, from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Cheney Homestead, 106 Hartford Road. The program was originally scheduled for March 10th. Adults and children are invited for some weaving fun and live Celtic music. Guests also may try a heritage craft taught by weavers and spinners who will demonstrate their crafts and learn weaving songs from Anjali, who will share village weaving songs from India. Visitors can also help with the community rag rug project by bringing colorful, clean, used cloth that will be used to start the community rag rug project to be displayed at Hartford Public Library in June. Tour the homestead and learn about the Cheney family and early American life. The event is free. Donations for upkeep of the museum are welcome. For more information, call 860-643-5588 or visit the Cheney Homestead on Facebook or go to manchesterhistory.org. Dinner and Comedy Show, presented by Providence's Comedy Factory at Georgina's Italian Restaurant, 275 Boston Turnpike in Bolton, on Friday, April 5th. Featuring four headliners, Stephanie Peters, Chris Tabb, Johnny Rizzo, John Parada. Hosted by Joanna Raposa. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. for social hour, featuring a fabulous buffet at 7:30 p.m. Comedy show to follow. The cost is $48 per person and includes the dinner, show, tax, and tip. Tickets are available now at Georgina's Italian Restaurant and Banquets or by calling 860-647-0345. This is a 21 and over show. For more information, visit the website comedyfactoryri.com. Harvard Symphony Orchestra presents Mozart Meets Klezmer, Friday and Saturday, March 15th and 16th at 8 p.m., Sunday, March 17th at 3 p.m. Tickets start at $35. For tickets or information, call 860-987-5900 or visit the website hartfordsymphony.org. The Bushnell Center for the Performing Arts is at 166 Capitol Avenue in Hartford. That's a look at some of the things to do around Connecticut from the pages of the Time Out section of the Journal Inquirer for March 14th. Today's program was made possible by generous grant from the George A. and Grace L. Long Foundation. If you have a question or need more information on any of the stories I've read, call Chris at 860-727-9579 or toll free at 1-800-708-0004. I'm Francine Michaud. So long for now.